That was probably one of our most difficult times. Another difficult time was we had to, well, we took care of her mother, and who was in her 90s, and my mother, who was in her 80s, and my aunt, who was in her 70s, and they were all in bad health, and we had no time for ourselves, and that was a difficult time. At no time, though, did we ever think about divorce. No time did we ever think about breaking up or anything like this, because we were in it together, and we've always been in it together ever since we met back in 1954.
All right, you've already answered the next question, but for you two, did the word divorce ever come into your vocabulary?
Never.
No.
Okay. Al Jansen, there's a quote in here I want to read from him in the Marriage Masterpiece, and it goes like this: "The battle for happiness rages in marriage. Our choice is between God's way and the alternatives presented by the world. Let's face it, there are so many attractive people around us at our workplace, on our business travels, even at church. People who are interesting, and who might fill gaps we think we perceive in our lives. There are seductive images from Madison Avenue and now on the internet that barge into our lives uninvited. And behind all these temptations lies an enemy who bides his time, looking for any weakness by which to destroy a marriage. Just as he set a trap for Adam and Eve in Eden, far too often today, one of his traps suddenly snaps shut and claims yet another victim. I know that women as well as men face temptations. My wife has told me of occasions when men indicated an interest in her. Thankfully, she hasn't allowed them any encouragement. What keeps Joe and me from straying off course in our exclusivity? It is our participating in something much greater than us. We are part of the church, and the church is the bride of Christ. This is the truth that every Christian couple can experience." So, did your faith in Jesus Christ and the Christian principles that are implied on what I just read there, and the fact of having a Christian marriage, did that, the values and all those things, did that play a role in your marriage? Any of you?
Yes, it did. As I shared before, the 1975 is actually when I accepted Christ in my life. But I was facing 3 years aboard ship, and I knew that there's going to be a lot of temptations, and I really felt like I needed help, and that's where I went for my help, and it works. And out of that 3 years that I was stationed aboard the USS Nimitz, I was home about 10 months. And believe me, there's lots of places you go, lots of places to get in trouble. And what I did was my friends were Christians. When I was aboard that ship, my friends were Christians. When we pulled Liberty, I pulled Liberty with another Christian, or several Christians. So anyway, made it through that all right.
At this same time, I worked at the Officers Club. It was the number one in the... And I want to know, when you talk about working at a club, people think, whoo! The club had certain rules, and you couldn't date if you were running around. You got off for church. When people think about the military, a lot of them might get this, oh, they're a real wild group. But the group we was with wasn't, and you got off to go to church wherever you wanted to go. You had a support system. You just put in a call, and you'd end up with five or six women at your house helping. Oops, you don't get this. It's mine.
I was thinking Debbie answered this. I don't remember what I said.